When first you don't succeed, try again. The driver's license application process begins before the day of the exams. Applicants must book online for a 4-hour road safety briefing, which precedes the written exam later in the day. The actual driving test is held the following day if applicants pass the written exam. The briefing and the exams are held at the Land Transport Department's district offices in Bangkok and at provincial land transport units. I reserved my place for the safety briefing and the exams with the department. At 8 a.m., applicants are required to register for the briefing, and they must also submit a medical certificate issued by a doctor at a clinic or hospital, saying the applicants are not afflicted with sicknesses which prevent them from driving safely. Prior to the briefing, applicants are given a vision test. I was then directed to the brake simulator. I used my electronic ID card, issued earlier, to activate the program, which tested my responsiveness in applying the brake of a vehicle. At 10 p.m., the briefing commences with applicants watching a video presentation about motor accidents. It says accidents are preventable and talks about the danger of reckless driving. After a 1-hour lunch break, the afternoon session of the briefing starts at 2 p.m. Applicants are taught about road signs, some of which I've never seen on the roads before, and how to drive. The 2-hour briefing was followed by the written test, which lasts for a maximum 1 hour. The test, containing 50 questions, is done on a touchscreen monitor, and applicants can go back and forth between questions as they please. Once finished, I was told the result right away and was able to check which questions I answered wrongly and what the correct answer was. The following day, I was assigned a queue number for a driving test at the DLT's test circuit. Applicants are briefed on the obstacle course and what they must do to pass. I was also allocated a handheld remote device which tells officials I'm about to start my test. It also communicates with the sensors installed at obstacle courses during the test. The test comprises 3 main sections with different skills tested at each section. After some confusion as where to start, I set off and was prompted to cross a bridge. Next, they tested my alignment parking skills, followed by driving forward and reversing. At the next stage in the process, they tested my ability to stop at a yellow line, and the last test, undoubtedly the most challenging, was to reverse into a parking space. Each space is equipped with the e-drive sensor. If the applicants are unable to perform as required, an automated voice immediately announces a fail, which is loud enough for everyone to hear. This should eliminate any chance of the test result being fixed for certain applicants. The test circuit looks similar to a maze with signs which some will find incomprehensible. On the day of the test, at least 3 fellow applicants made the wrong turn, prompting field officials to call out to them and verbally guide them back on course. I failed the test at the first 2 stops, but passed the 3rd, which is odd, as the 3rd one, reverse parking, was the hardest. I had to come back 3 days later to resit the tests at the other 2 stops before I was able to pass all 3 and obtain my license.